John and Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm thinking about finishing off a room up on top of the garage, and I'm going to use spray foam. I plan to, and spray it under the sheeting, the roofing sheeting, follow the roof line on up about 10 feet above the, make it a vault-type ceiling, and over top of the attic. My understanding is that if I spray foam right under the sheeting, that it may void shingle warranties. And I was going to put baffles up there underneath the sheeting and then spray the foam on top of that. But do I have to put that on every rafter or every other one or every third one? Or how many do I put that under, or don't I have to put baffles?
So, John, what's the shape of this roof? Is it an A-shape?
Yes, A-shape.
Okay, so if it's A-shape, what's the depth of the roof rafter?
Two by eight.
Okay. So the way I would do this then is I would not use spray foam insulation. I would use 6 inches of fiberglass insulation, and I would leave the inch and a half that's left, or the 2 inches that's left, as the ventilation space. So this way, air would enter the soffits, it would go up between the insulation and the roof sheathing and exit at the ridge.
Okay.
And that kind of gives you everything that you want to accomplish.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.